David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
As Indigenous people, our history is documented by our storytellers. The National Film Board of Canada understands the importance of this role and is thrilled to share its collection of over 250 Indigenous-made works with you. Step into the world of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis with online and community screenings. These stories will inspire and initiate conversations on identity, family, community, and nationhood. To learn more or to host a screening in your community, email wideawake@nfb.ca.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandinger. Noah Dirksen is a contemplative folk singer-songwriter from Winnipeg, whose most recent record, America Dreaming, was produced by Juno Award winner Murray Pulver. I'll be featuring Noah Dirksen in half an hour. First, here's Buckman Co. featuring Tanya with Price You Pay.
I'm
Was Sister Speak with Chicago Dream. Here's Oliver Swain with I'm on Fire.
Thank you.
This is The Long War with Landscapes.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
I said out loud, what over here in clouds?
show is Chersey with Chemical Polarity. This is Nat J with Indigo.
I am never where I'm supposed to be. Watch out for me. Watch out for me. I am never sure how much they see. How could I be? How could I be? I'm undercover, I'm all they've got. No time to stutter, nowhere but up from here. Nowhere but up from here.
That you still care. My eyes see. you're not old.
That was Folk Road Show with Jonathan. After the break, I'll be featuring Noah Dirksen. First, here's Foxglove with Universe Be Damned.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Yeah.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Comes to the bar on this fine evening. Oh, it's Johnny. Well, he owns the place. In truth, he has not looked that great of late. It's a quiet night and I'm singing. The church bells have long stopped ringing, but I'm still holding hope that some will come. Oh, how it's lonely when the second hand does run. Don't you look at me that way. I'm trying to express the pain. The gift and opportunity have laid on me. Well, I'll never be a doctor and I'll never cut the cord. I'll just keep on bringing life to these old words. Maybe there's an architect that I can lay my head down next. Till then I guess I'm strumming this guitar. Oh, how it's lonely when you're looking out so far. Hey, don't you look at me that way. I'm trying to express the pain. The gift and opportunity have laid on me. But hey, don't you look at me that way, as if to say I'm second rate. I'm trying to express my pain. How gift and opportunity are weighing like a city gate that I don't have the patience to figure out the open clue. But hey, I'm trying to escape.
Was Weighing Like a City Gate from the album America Dreaming by Noah Dirksen, a contemplative folk singer-songwriter from Winnipeg who worked with Juno Award-winning producer Murray Pulver on that record. Noah has toured extensively across North America and has performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and the National Arts Centre. I spoke with Noah over Skype. Noah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Well, like most kids growing up in suburban Canada, I was forced to take piano lessons when I was about five, and I hated it. I resented every single moment. So when I was 10, my arrangement with my parents was if I picked up the guitar, then I could quit taking piano lessons. So I did that. I played guitar ever since and started writing songs more so in university. But as far as a musical family, I mean, my dad's a lawyer and my mom is a chaplain at an old folks home. So not a lot of musicality going on.
You don't really associate music with lawyers very much.
No, not typically.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
I travel with two Stonebridge guitars. Stonebridge is a guitar make from the Czech Republic over in Europe, and they come with quite a story. My uncle runs a carpet business in southern Ontario, but he's also a musician and a lover of music, and so he acted as an investor to a friend who was trying to bring over these guitars from Europe and distribute them in North America. And then my uncle got stuck with about 80 of these high-end guitars in his warehouse and without a means to distribute them. And so then I got kind of pretty much gifted these at the friends and family discount of maybe 5% of what their retail value goes for. So these are the two guitars. I have two Stormbirds guitars that I travel with. One is a cedar top and one's a Sitka spruce top.
Is there one album you can think of that was really life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
Yeah, Rose Cousins' Natural Conclusions. She released that, I want to say, in 2017. But I was touring through the West Coast of the States and had discovered it on Spotify. And I'd been by myself for a couple months, and I was driving through rural Northern California. And from the first note, her voice hits in the first song of the album. It just had me captivated. And I think I listened to it 5 times in a row on a 5-hour drive between towns. And that's been my most listened to record of the last few years.
How do you approach your own songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
For me, it's a little bit of both, I guess. Yeah, there's no easy way to answer that. Sometimes the lyrics or the idea comes first, and then that dictates where the song goes in the chord progression and in the mood. But then also sometimes I'll like a chord progression or just want the song to go in a specific direction, and then the lyrics kind of follow the mood of the actual, I guess, the melody and then the chord itself. So that's a tough question to answer.
When it comes to the lyrics, do you usually draw from aspects of your own life and those of others that you know, or are you more of a storyteller?
A little bit of both. I would describe my style of music as contemplative folk, in that I'm a contemplative person, and so my songs and the lyrics stem from pretty deep thought process, and so for me, songwriting is an expression of my thoughts or my feelings or my opinions or just different things that I've experienced or observed in the world and has kind of been processed through my brain and then spit out in song. So in any ways, it's just kind of organizing my thoughts. And so sometimes that has to do with my specific experiences or just observing other people's experiences or kind of some iteration thereof or making up a story as we go.
You released your first record in 2015 and your most recent album, America Dreaming, just last October. Is there a theme to the songs in the new collection?
Yeah. So my first album, it was called Man That I Am, and it kind of covered my experience moving out from Winnipeg to Vancouver when I was 18. And so it was a collection of songs that I'd written in the first 4 years of moving out west. So each album is, I guess, a progression and is a snapshot in time of, as I mentioned before, with my songwriting process and what the kind of the content lyrically of how I process things. And it's a way of organizing my thoughts into song form. It also kind of covers whatever time period I'm going through and what's on my mind mostly in that specific time frame. So this most recent album for me is called America Dreaming, and it's about the States. My mom's from Ohio, so I grew up as an American citizen going back and forth to visit her side of the family in the States. And kind of in the last couple of years, I've spent more time living and working and touring in the States. And just realizing how, you know, the States isn't what I once thought it was. When I was growing up, I had this idealistic picture of what the U.S. was in this wonderful land of opportunity and freedom. And then since I've grown up, I guess I've just seen a more realistic or just kind of practical lack of accessibility in these opportunity and these freedoms. So the album America Dreaming, this most recent one, kind of encompasses that theme of coming to terms with my own perspective shift as an American citizen.
You have a great official video on YouTube for your song Nothing. Tell me about that song and video.
Yeah, so the song Nothing, I wrote it with a friend in Kamloops by the name of Abby Whale. So she's somebody that I had met while touring through Kamloops. Her family then adopted me into their home, and anytime I would pass through Kamloops, I would stay with them. And then we started singing together. And we wrote Nothing together. And so it's a bit of a love song. And for me, I guess it's the idea started of just those moments in intimacy where you're with someone and you're in isolation and seemingly the rest of the world doesn't matter. All that matters is this specific moment and everything else melts away. So that's what the song's about. And the music video was made by a good friend of mine who I've worked with in the past, Farhad Gadiri in Vancouver, a filmmaker doing a lot of really cool stuff. But so he made the video and it kind of follows a couple in a relationship of them, going through some hard times and also experiencing that moment of bliss that the song is about.
Closer just to warm you. It's never felt so good being used. And here I am just hoping that nothing fills the silence of this room. And oh, I guess that I should warn. Another point of view. So fix your face towards mine and I'll show you how the world looks back at you. It's true. There's nothing more I want than wanting you. There's nothing. Lying here.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Throw it in the bag, I'm heading down south. Gonna see what freedom is all about. I've been thinking to myself out loud. I gotta get out of this cage somehow. I'm coming on up to Tennessee lands. The air is thick with hope and rhyme. See the devil on the side of that road. I close my eyes and keep going. Well, they say a hard living makes you stronger. But I till the hard living is gone. Talking with the trucker up from New Orleans, hauling 40 nights and 40 days. Hasn't seen his wife and kids in that long. But you do what you gotta do to get on. Said he was coming on up to Tennessee. And kept going. They say a hard living makes you stronger, but I wonder, could they be wrong? And they say how you get to where you're going is just by till the hard living is gone. No matter how far you crawl, this pavement stays the same. No matter how far you crawl, nobody knows your name. Nobody knows your name. Till the hard living is gone.
What can you tell me about your song Tennessee Lines?
Tennessee Lines is another song off of the new record. That started with a songwriting trip down to Nashville, Tennessee. I went down there for the first time in 2018 to try to write some songs and gain some inspiration. And I was there and I kept getting stood up for meetings and songwriting sessions with other people. And I realized that for all its music glory, Nashville is a place like any other where people are grinding the pavement to make ends meet. So I started the song down there, and then I brought it back home here to Winnipeg. And as I started to do for this album, took it into a writing session with a few other songwriters here in Winnipeg. That specific song was written with Jaylene Johnson and Chris Burke Gaffney, two wonderful, wonderful songwriters that have helped me immensely over my career. And so the three of us finished that song, and then I brought it to the studio and recorded it with Murray Pulver, and it made its way onto this record.
And Murray is a Juno Award-winning producer. What was it like working with him?
Oh, Murray's just fantastic. For anybody that's met him, you just describe him as a big teddy bear. So he is a remarkably well-versed, well-experienced, and yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful musician, a wonderful person. So he's won countless of Juno Awards, WCMA Awards. He's been in big bands. He's toured around a ton. So for me, this was my first real experience going into the studio working with another producer, and especially someone of his caliber and experience level. So I was nervous. I was just this kid coming in with a couple songs and an acoustic guitar. And so I was incredibly nervous to go in and share my ideas and to have him think that they're stupid or the songs are bad or basically that he would realize that I don't know anything. And so I kind of approached it. I went in with a bit of hesitation and a bit of nervousness. And then I realized very early on that Murray also was, I guess, a little nervous in his own right. And in terms of he's working with me for the first time. And I realized through that he views us as being on the same level and on the same plane. So just a remarkably humble guy, but then at the same time, just the ideas that he brings to the table and how he shapes the songs from the arrangement and the production, but also just the, I guess, helping shape the song and the structure of the song, of how to change chords and the chord progression when necessary, where to put a bridge, is just a few things that he brought to the table. So it opened my eyes to just some of the possibilities of my own music and how my own songs can sound. And it was a really, really special experience, and I look forward to working with him again.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Well, those are all a very minor part of what I do. So I'm mostly in my element when I'm sitting in a coffee shop with my laptop open, sending 20 emails to venues in Toronto, and maybe one person gets back to me. It's funny. I know a number of musicians that have done this, but as an independent artist who's self-booking and self-representing, and in a lot of cases self-promoting, you have to give the sense of validation, and people tend to find validation in someone if they themselves are not the one making that decision. So if you have representation, so if there's somebody on your team working as a booking agent that's vouching on your behalf, promoters and venues tend to look more favorably upon you, or at least I've found respond to your emails a lot quicker, if at all. So I've done this thing over the years where you pretend you essentially make up a booking agent, and you email people pretending to be someone else, and it's amazing. I email people from my personal account and try to get a hold of them for 2 years, sending follow-ups every few months, and nothing, not even a word. And then you send somebody an email pretending to be a booking agent representing Noah Dirksen, and then I get a response within 24 hours, and the person says, "Love Noah, would love to have him. Let's make it happen."
Wow, well, that's a good tip.
Yeah. So yeah, as far as in my element, that's a bit of a joke, but I mean the performance and the actual music playing. That's why you do it. I was talking to Dave Landreth about why you do music. There are three elements of it. If it's creating, so it's the songwriting process, or it's the performing of it live, or it's recording. Those are the three elements to actually playing music and making music, and those account for such a small percentage of what fills your time. But also keeping in mind that that's the most important, and that's quite frankly enjoyable. Those are the enjoyable parts of it. Everything else isn't enjoyable in a different way, but are also necessary components to being an independent musician in this day and age.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming weeks?
Planning a lot of what I just said, sitting down and emailing. I had a tour scheduled in early April down the east coast of the States through Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. But that, like everybody else's tour and any public event in this specific time period, has been canceled. So now it's just going forward and planning for the future. So for the next couple of weeks, I'll be home in Winnipeg, which is a pretty rare thing for me to be in one place for more than 2 weeks at a time. So I'm looking forward to getting more acquainted with the community back home and planning for the future. I have tours and festival dates in Canada for July and in the States in August, and then back on the road more so in the fall, touring in the Midwest and the Northeast of the States and in Canada as well.
Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of these dates and any new releases?
Yeah, I am on the interweb. I'm on social media, Noah Derksen, noahderksen.com, and that's spelled D-E-R-K-S-E-N. I have a mailing list, which you can sign up for, which is also linked through on my website. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud, of all places, Bandcamp as well, all that fun stuff.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Lonely in America. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Lonely in America is another song off of the record, America Dreaming. And I wrote that while on a trip to New York City in the fall of 2018. And I realized that New York is a very, very big place. And for someone like me, kid from the Canadian prairies, I have absolutely no friends in the city. And so I felt pretty lonely. And my productivity for the time that I was there, I wrote about five different songs, and each and every one of them was called Lonely in America. This is the one that stuck.
It's a great song. Noah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
I took a trip down to New York City to find me a girl who's looking oh so pretty. Instead, I was blinded by neon signs and buildings interrupting the sky. So there I sat on a subway train. It took me there, I thought it'd take me back again. I see a man who's looking oh so blue. I said, hey man, what's the matter with you? Oh, it's lonely in America, that's what he said to me. I've been looking for salvation, but that ain't free. Oh, it's lonely in America, and that's the way it's always been. Sometimes the lonely gets to me. Well, I listened to him for 20 minutes, and I could not thank him of rags and riches. But then came time for the end of the line. As he went left, I went across the parking lot, it's a shortcut to save me a couple of blocks. There's a woman sitting down with her head in her hands. I asked to make me understand how it's lonely in America. That's what she said to me. Oh, I've been looking for salvation, but that ain't free. Oh, it's lonely in America, and that's the way it's always been. Sometimes the lonely gets to me.
Thank you for listening to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay. This is where we normally read off some stuff from TVshows.com, but most of that stuff is probably canceled. All right, so don't worry about that stuff. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra has canceled the remainder of the season. Thunder Bay Museum is closed indefinitely. Black Pirates Pub has canceled all March shows. And we'll see about April, take it as it goes. So, not a lot of reasons to go outside, and that's fine. You can stay home, read a book, write a book, you know, whatever you want. As for Fund Drive, thank you for donating $9,000. That's amazing. Any outstanding pledges, we'll collect those later. Right now, the station is closed to the public, and prizes, the ones that have not yet been dispersed, we're hanging on to them for now, and we'll take that as it goes as well. Rest assured that your prize is safe with CILU.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Good day. Oh my goodness, I'm verklempt. I can't believe it's Radio Hootenanny time. I'm Skip the DJ for 1 hour of power here on this mighty fine channel. Radio Hootenanny will be spinning all Canadian homegrown tunes, so do not touch that dial. Radio Hootenanny is now on the air for a while.